Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great Sahabi, he says that one day I went to a garden and I heard somebody's voice. It was the voice of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam. So I followed his voice till there was a wall between myself and him. What was he saying? He was saying, "Oh Umar, oh son of Khattab, oh the one who has the rank of Amirul Mu'mineen, how great indeed. Oh Umar, continue to fear Allah Almighty, otherwise he will give you a severe punishment." Think about it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one who was guaranteed Jannah by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one from his shadow, shaitan used to flee, used to run away. That individual, that several of his statements and advices had then appeared as verses of the Quran, the same one, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who has this high rank in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, but he performed self-accountability. He used to reflect over what he used to do, what he used to say. You and I are so far away from their rank. When will we start to take self-accountability? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.